From London, BBC Caribbean Report. The fate of the Grenada 14 now rests on the shoulders of one woman, and she's looking to the Lord for guidance.
It is an onerous burden and a grave responsibility.
Jamaica's opposition leader, Edward Seaga, says CARICOM's support for South Africa's return to cricket was premature. And Richie Richardson scores his first Test 100 in England as the West Indies tighten their grip on the fourth Test. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A front-page report in today's edition of the Grenadian Voice newspaper claims that a decision has been made to hang five of the 14 people sentenced to death for the murder of Maurice Bishop and others. The report claims the other nine will have their death sentences commuted to life imprisonment. Without naming any sources, the newspaper says the five to be hanged are Bernard Cord, Ewart Lane, Lester Redhead, Callistus Bernard, and Leon Cornwall. The Grenadian Voice report claims that the Advisory Committee on the Prerogative of Mercy did not want to commute any of the death sentences upheld 2 weeks ago by the Court of Appeal. The report says that regional governments are also anxious to see the full sentences carried out. But the Advisory Committee is also under pressure from local and international human rights groups who oppose the use of the death penalty. For a reaction to the newspaper report, I telephoned Mrs. Joan Purcell, Minister of Tourism and the chairperson of the Advisory Committee on the Prerogative of Mercy.